Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk quarterbacks, Darius, and let's get into a game of start, sit, or bench. So we've got two groups here. We went with young guys. We went with veterans. These are players with a lot on the line. And these are guys that we're going to pick to either have great seasons, fine seasons, or be in some trouble as the year goes along. So, Darius, why don't you start us off here?
All right, let's start with the veteran group of quarterbacks who have the most to prove. Start, sit, or cut. Bryce Young, Geno Smith, or Sam Darnold?
Whew. Bryce Young, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold. I kind of believe in Bryce Young now. I kind of believe that he's turned a corner and Dave Canales has found something. So I'm going to start Bryce Young. I think he's going to have a good year this year. Final couple of games of the year, I think he had 7 touchdowns, no picks, threw for about 300 yards a game. I think they've unlocked something there. I always thought he had it in him, but he is very small. He is kind of have to get that niche style offense that's similar to a little bit of what like Tua is good at. Like those sorts of things where they work in that system, a true system quarterback, but you put them in the right system, they'll make it work. So I'll start Bryce Young. I'm going to sit Geno Smith. I think he'll be fine. He'll be okay. It's not going to be special, but that's kind of what Geno Smith is at this point in his career, right? He's okay, not special, gets the job done. I think that's what he's going to be in Vegas. I'm all the way out on Sam Darnold. All the way out. I think he had one great run, and it's because he had a fantastic head coach in Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell is one of the best in the game at taking any quarterback and turning him into something. I think he'll probably do some of that with J.J. McCarthy. He doesn't have him anymore. So I'm going to bench Sam Darnold.
So we agree, I think, on one of the three, it sounds like. I am going to start Geno Smith. They wrote me. I didn't write back. I wrote them. They didn't write back. Somebody wrote somebody. Nobody wrote back. I don't remember the line. Geno Smith is in, I think, a pretty quarterback-friendly situation. They drafted Ashton Jeanty. I think they're going to feed him. He will be a workhorse. They also brought in Raheem Mostert, the former Miami Dolphin. I don't know if he could stay healthy or not, but that's a decent little 1-2 punch. Mostert had double-digit touchdowns as a rusher a couple of years ago with Miami. Pete Carroll, even though it's not how I would do it, is going to demand that they pound the football. They'll be run first and run second under Chip Kelly, who I like as a coordinator. I don't think he's a great head coach in the National Football League, but I think as a coordinator, he's going to do some good things. They'll spread it out. They'll let Geno make some plays. It's not a great wide receiver room. They need Dante Thornton, the fourth-round pick they drafted, to help them. They need Jack Beck, the second-round pick that they drafted, to have a good year. In fact, they're counting on 3 top 6-round guys in their wide receiver rotation. As far as veterans, it's basically just Jacoby Myers of guys that you've heard of that are any good. But let's not forget about Brock Bowers. I think he's one of the top 5 weapons in the league.
So good.
Like, take position out of it. I can't name 5 guys that I like more as offensive weapons right now as matchup problems than Brock Bowers. So Geno Smith has a pretty good situation. It's going to be run first. They're going to try to play some defense. I think they'll be able to with Max Crosby up front. They added 2 starters in the linebacking core. They added 2 starters in the secondary, Jeremy Chin from here in D.C. and Eric Stokes from Green Bay at corner. I think Geno's going to have a fine year. Not spectacular, but he'll be fine. I'm going to sit Bryce Young. I thought about having him start. I'm with you. I am buying in. I don't think he's ever going to be spectacular. Like, this is not a star power player, to your point. But I think he's going to be okay. For a little while, it looked like it was going to be a disaster. They got to move on. He's not going to be a player you can give a second contract to. Dave Canales has done a really good job. I think Andy Dalton in his ear is very, very helpful. Help bring him along, develop him. They drafted Tech McMillan out of Arizona in the first round to go with Adam Thielen and ex-Leggett in the wide receiver room. I think overall, it's not great, but it's good enough. That's the best receiver group that they've had for him. And they can run the ball with Chuba Hubbard. They bring over Rico Dowdle from Dallas. So, Canales, as the main ingredient there. I'm going to sit but keep Bryce Young. And then, like you, I'm moving on from Sam Darnold, bro.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He had an awesome season, but when it came down to it, he shriveled in the biggest games of their year. When they played the Lions with a chance to win the division in Week 18 on national TV in the final game of the NFL season on Sunday Night Football, he was awful. Detroit had a good plan, but he just turtled. Next week, played the Rams, brutal. Held on to the ball. I think that's kind of what you expected, right? The ceiling was... they maxed him out with scheme, with weapons, with Jefferson and so many other guys. Now, he moves on to a lesser group. He's still got a great receiver room. Jackson Smith and Jigba, solid. Cooper Kupp, solid. They brought in Marquez Valdez-Scantling to be a number three. My sneaky favorite player in the class was Torrey Horton, who I only really knew from watching Colorado State play against Colorado when I was rooting against Deion Sanders when he was trolling everybody. And that guy caught 17 balls in that overtime game that night. But that guy can play. I like him. He's going to be good this season. I would like draft him in a PPR league in fantasy. So it's not a bad situation, but it's a lot worse. And Kevin O'Connell's not coming with you, bro. Defensive minded head coach, offensive coordinators, Clint Kubiak, who I like, but I'm going to say I'll bench Sam Darnold. So we agree on that one and we flip flop the others. So that's the young guys version. Let's get to the veterans then that have something to prove.
Well, first, you got to update your Geno Smith quote file, his latest one, which just dropped today.
Oh, gosh.
Let them sleep. I don't want them to see us coming.
Okay, so here's my Geno Smith take on his quotes. He did this thing that went viral, and it probably was a canned, rehearsed line. The reason it went viral is because it felt, at the time, he was not known for this, as if he just said it. As if he didn't practice it in the mirror the night before. Like, it wasn't corny, it wasn't cheesy, it wasn't rehearsed. It was just, oh my God, what a great line. Those are bars.
Right after a win, too. It was exactly. Like a big win.
He's just standing on
national
the
field. TV.
That was his can't wait Bart Scott moment, right? That was his Richard Sherman, like Michael Crabtree's a bum screaming at Aaron Andrews thing. And it just felt like bars. It was like, what a great line. But that happened, and he got a little taste of everyone being like, oh my God, Geno's a poet. Like, Geno's the man. And now he's like Jalen Hurts. He's just trying to come up with slogans and say stuff he saw in Jordan documentaries.
You didn't like the one from earlier this offseason? I didn't come to roll the dice. I came to run the table.
Awful. That one is cringeworthy because he's doing a Vegas thing. Yeah. It's a themed. Like, that's just bad.
Yeah, I can't stand when Jalen Hurts does it. It's a little more acceptable because it's not as canned of phrases from Geno, but they are getting a little bit old.
Now, you won't get me to dislike Geno. Geno's my guy. I just think he's been through it. I love his whole career arc. Having to go to the Jets, I'll root for anybody who has to deal with that. Fans hating his guts. I think a linebacker on his team punched him and broke his jaw one time.
That's right, yes.
Didn't someone like bust him in the face in the locker room? Some clown shoe? I mean, he has been through it, so I will root for him because nobody wrote back for a long, long time when he was writing all those letters. But enough with the catchphrases. We got you one. You've got one. You don't need to do it every time you talk.
Geno Smith, bar dropper. All right, on to the young quarterbacks. Let's go with start, sit, cut on Michael Penix, Caleb Williams, or J.J. McCarthy.
So I think I have a hot take here.
Uh-oh.
I'll start us off with this one. I'm starting J.J. McCarthy.
Ooh.
I am going to buy in on J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota for the reason that you went with Sam Darnold last time. You basically talked about how great Kevin O'Connell is for quarterbacks. He's got a really good situation in Minnesota. You're throwing to the best wide receiver on the planet in Jettis, J.J. Justin Jefferson across the middle, caught for a first down, Vikings. Paul Allen's going to be telling you, J.J. back to pass. He finds J.J. middle of the field. It's Justin Jefferson. Jefferson, Addison, Naylor. Felton. He a Terp. I think Ty Felton's going to have a good year, by the way. He can play.
Yeah, he can play.
He's going to make acrobatic, athletic catches. Dudes hanging off of him. Contested catches down the field. He's going to be like the four there. But eventually, that's a good NFL starter.
Mm-hmm.
Best receiver room in the league. Maybe a top three. Certainly a top five, six OC play caller in Kevin O'Connell. If J.J. McCarthy can't make it work, he can't play. But this is going to look like Michigan. They're going to hand the ball off to Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason, Ty Chandler. They're going to go play action pop passes middle of the field. They're going to run digs and crossers behind linebackers. Little anticipatory throws. He's going to be leading guys. J.J. McCarthy is going to ball out. I'm going to say start J.J. McCarthy.
Interesting.
Who are you starting?
I'm going to go with Michael Penix. I was really impressed with him. He missed a lot of throws in that game against Washington, the Sunday nighter that ultimately clinched the playoff spot for the Commanders. But when he had to have it, final drive, he drives him right down there, and Grant, some of the throws were picture perfect. When he has time in the pocket, and now he's going to be more comfortable in his second year, and especially as the season goes on and he gets more chemistry with the guys, he can throw it unlike maybe anybody else in this class. Like, he is a rocket arm. When he's on, he is on, and he can put it wherever he wants. He's a special arm talent. Now, can he put everything together? We'll see. Now, the other thing, and I see fantasy people tweeting about this all the time, he's talking about Kyle Pitts and like trying to create a connection.
He could talk about Kyle Pitts all he wants to. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me 63 times, shame on everyone that's ever lived.
Apparently, they're out going golfing, trying to get a camaraderie and a chemistry together. I don't know. I'm buying into the Michael Penix with Drake London. Maybe he unlocks Kyle Pitts a little bit. Michael Penix is going to be good.
Drake London, Darnell Mooney, little Ray McCloud situation in the slot. They can make some plays. They don't have big physical guys outside of London, but they got some twitch at receiver. I could get down with that. You can miss me with Kyle Pitts, okay? I have played that game. I have done that. If he lines up in the right spot and doesn't like lollipop, popcorn the ball to a defensive back, it's an upgrade from last year. He is a silliest of geese. Out. Could not be further out. And by the way, like, I wouldn't draft him with your fantasy team. People have been talking about this for years about Kyle Pitts. I don't know how. He had a 1,000-yard rookie season, by the way.
He did.
He went for 1K. And you watch him now and you're like, this guy did that? He is ultimate team can't get right.
You want to hear an egregious thing that I did in a fantasy league? Because no one cares about fantasy teams. But in a rookie draft, I decided to go with Kyle Pitts over Ja'Marr Chase.
What? No, you mean back then?
Yeah, back then.
Okay.
Rookie draft.
Less crazy maybe then. I mean, still insane. But
still, I mean, I'm looking at arguably the best receiver in the league and a tight end that everyone jokes about. I chose the tight end.
First year, 1,000-yard tight end the worst thing. All right, so we got our starters. Sit. I'm going to sit. See, this is hard because I don't really want to bench either of them or cut either of them, I guess it is. I'm going to sit Penix. I'll keep him on my roster because I...
Okay.
Caleb Williams, maybe it's the camp videos getting to me where he can't hit a net.
The one couldn't hit the net and then threw a fit.
Yeah.
I like Caleb Williams, but my gosh.
You mean when my son, 4-year-old Truman, was mad that I told him we had to go have a play date with his buddy PJ and we couldn't keep wrestling in the basement? So he started to scream and pout and swing his arms around? Is that the video you're talking about?
Very similar.
If you guys haven't seen this, it's Caleb Williams like... The net that Jaden Daniels just throws balls through every single day, like with his eyes blindfolded and his arms behind his back and his legs handcuffed together, Caleb Williams could not hit that net from like 11 yards away. And it's just a one-off. It means nothing. I'm not suggesting it does. But then he pouts and has this big thing, and I'm like, not for me.
Now, I've seen the net performance. It just looked a little bit different. It was Grant H. Paulson on Twitter out at Commanders camp. It was a little bit different. It wasn't a net. It was a little blow-up thing. But I've seen similar throwing results. The difference was you didn't pout afterwards.
Well, there's two differences. One, I was a hell of a lot closer to throwing a ball through the middle, too. Okay? I put some zip on that thing.
You did.
It missed by about a foot. A receiver could have caught it with his arms. There's no catch radius on this planet that would allow a receiver to catch the ball that Caleb Williams was throwing. But I digress. Penix, the throw he made against Washington that you referenced was big time. That game was kind of uneasy, but that throw taught me a lot. Like, that whole drive, coming back, sending it to overtime was really impressive. I just think they're putting a lot on Caleb Williams right now. The Ben Johnson offense, it's super complicated. There's a lot going on. It seems like it's going to be a slow start to the year for him. So I'll ride with Penix, which means I'm cutting Caleb Williams, the 1-1 pick last year.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you in terms of I'm going to cut Caleb Williams. I'll get to him in a second. I still believe in J.J. McCarthy, like you're saying.
You're not cut. I thought you were going to cut J.J.
No.
Why were you so out on my J.J. McCarthy take?
I just thought it was interesting that you were going to put him the top of all the three, but Kevin O'Connell is the best play caller, in my opinion, of those guys.
I was going to say, is Penix throwing to Jefferson with O'Connell in his headset?
I'm really intrigued by what McCarthy can do, and watching a couple of his throws from camp, he's got some zip on the ball, and I think they're going to make it as easy as possible on him, so I think he'll be fine. But, man, I feel bad that Caleb Williams, it just doesn't look right. And Ben Johnson, I wonder if he's having a little bit of a, man, I decided to go here of all places. We'll see if it works out, but it looks like Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams might have got stuck in the Chicago quarterback curse because it's not looking hot.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.